you like that as much as I did.
Sounds like everybody had a hand to me.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. That sounds good. Hey, we are back. March 15, 2006. Show number 3.
Third moto.
Hey, AMP Mobile Supercross. We are going to review today. Well, this is not Daytona. This is Daytona Madness. That's exactly what it was. Daytona Madness. Chad getting hurt. Travis doing a backflip. Bubba crashing. Daytona Madness.
Definitely was madness. It was a great show to watch. There was all kinds of drama. The storyline was written once again in Daytona.
Man, I'm Jerry Brown, and this is my partner.
Rich Crothers here, doing third moto.
And you know what? Daytona was a good race up until the lights were the best race, I thought. I thought the 250, I thought the Supercross guys were going to get it together, and you know we're going to see some racing on that half-indoor, half-outdoor track. Didn't happen.
Well, it was pretty good in the lights class, but Millsaps is a man. He pretty much proved it to everybody. It was a one-horse race. I like the 250, now the 450 class.
Well, you know, they call
it drama. Look at that. Chad Reed gets hurt, comes in there, didn't even know if he could ride, misses the first practice, putts around in the second, crashes in his heat, wins the semi, hangs tough for a second, Stewart's leading, ba-ba-boom, boom, boom, Ricky wins.
Ba-ba-boom. You know, and you know what? I was a little hard on Chad. Well, I don't know, like first show, second show, probably both
always,
shows.
Yeah, always,
yeah, always. But you know, I give him his props. A guy got out there with a separated shoulder, and you know, I'd have been crying getting out there with a separated shoulder. So you know, props out to you, Chad, my man.
Right on. I'll have to say the same thing to him. Every time I seen him roll through the whoops, he wasn't rolling; he was flying. But every time he was going through the whoops, I made that noise. Ow, ow, ow.
Hey, you got a little whiskey foul there in that one turn.
Oh, yeah, that didn't feel good. You know, that was a long night for him, but he did what he had to do, and I'm sure he's proud of his results.
You know, and he looked good in that yellow. I like that yellow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the young kids, I think yellow is Suzuki, but we're
right,
old school.
Right, right,
so,
yeah. We know where the yellow came from. And you trust us. We know where the yellow
came from. We watch the motocross files. We've seen Bob Hanna. I seen him live. We watch him race. I was in a Daytona, and I was in the Florida races back in the day when he was there. He just killed him, guys. He's swapping with his feet over his head.
And you know what? This is first race. RC was first guy to win 5 Daytonas.
Yeah, set
that?
A record there. And you know, once again, it seemed to me like, well, Ricky's got the points lead. James is in the lead, so Ricky's not going to mess with him. James is going to pull away. It's going to be a 10 or 15 second gap. He's going to win the race. He's going to be happy. He's going to be back. No competition whatsoever. He's in the lead. Stuffs the front wheel in a hole. Gets body slammed into a tough block.
Hey, let's talk about some of our usual suspects. We had Nick Way back there on the MDK Motorsports Honda. He was in fifth. You know what? I've been pumping up Nick Way since the first race, and I think he's going to have a factory eye next year. And Tedesco was up there. Well, he was in, well, seventh, and for him, you expect him to finish, what, fourth at least?
Fourth, but he was first turn pileup. He was dead last. He was running sixth, and after James did the body slam, James caught back up to him for sixth. Yeah. Nick got back to seventh, but
right. Yeah,
that's really a good ride, you know, on a bike that's a production bike that they modify, running out of a outside trailer.
Yeah, Tim Ferry's back too. He's up there in eighth, so you know, props out to Tim Ferry. I haven't seen him in a while. I'd like to see him out there more, you know. And Billy Linovich came over from the was he riding the east, or I'm sorry,
the west?
West.
Yeah.
To the open bike. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Heath Voss came back too. You know, it's pretty cool of him to come back. Nice guy. His wife does a lot, you know, for the riders, you know, with the little bowling things and sort. Maybe they'll invite us next year, huh?
They don't want to see me bowl.
Right. They we still have our old bowling shoes back, you know.
No.
Hey, you know what? This is third moto, and if you want to reach us and tell us what you think, just thirdmoto@yahoo.com, and that's the word thirdmoto@yahoo.com. Or check out our blog. We got some pretty cool pictures up there. Got some Daytona pictures up there with Ken Howerton's bike and
that'd be a Husqvarna.
Yeah, and you know, got a couple pictures of RC. I think you might the old school RC that you might be interested in. But check out our blog and let us know what you think. But you know what? I got some questions. We're going to talk about the Supercross lights too. But I got some questions for the lights as we go into the lights. Why don't the West guys come here and ride Daytona? Isn't Daytona Bike Week?
Yes, it is. But the rules state you can only dedicate yourself to one side of the series in the lights class.
Okay, if you're a West Coast guy, aren't you mad because you can't ride Daytona?
You could ride it in the 450 class.
No, I mean you can't ride that track. That's supposed to be the premier track.
That's the choice going into the season, and that's why they call that the lights class, because that's supposed to be the stepping stone.
I think they need to look at that. That doesn't seem fair. You know, now that they talked about it, you know, the prestige that's on that race, that whole weekend where they say – went on, well, in this case, Friday,
Saturday,
Sunday, you know, so you got all weekend to sell.
Well, I understand that. And you know what? They do need to take a look at that, because that class is way over the top in professionalism. And yeah, there are people that stay in that class. But you know what? If I could get more money for a contract riding the lights class than I can the 250/450 class, well, that's what you're going to do. Yeah. No offense to anybody. And you have to point out to move into the big class.
Well, you know, and I hope they do something like that. I just felt so ripped off. I'm like, man, this is, you know, as they kept talking about, I said, you know, this is a premier weekend
a stacked field. You're right. It's not a stacked field until they get to Las Vegas for the final. But yeah, they should make it a class, because we talked about in the last show that we did of Third Moto was let's use the Buku Arena Cross Series and right. the AMA Toyota Arena Cross Series as the Farm League or B team program to step you into the Supercross. And they say, well, you go from the Arena Cross to Supercross and it's just so hard to handle. But come on, people have to adapt, you know. How many of the racers that we have at a local race now that ride both size class bikes on the same night?
Exactly, you know, and they like doing it. You know, going to the lights class, like you said, Millsaps came on top. Josh Grant, you know, Josh Grant is tough.
He's running strong,
you know,
yeah.
I think he's a sleeper simply because, I mean, I like Brock Helper, but I think Josh Grant is going to be a sleeper in the outdoors this year.
Well, that could be him and Andrew Short.
Andrew Short, right.
He's stepped up and come up and done it.
I mean, this year I think is going to be some really good outdoor racing, and it's just going to get better here, at least for the west side of the east side of the Supercross Lights. We had Chris Gosler and Brian Jesmond had a great battle going there, and Jesmond went off track, and Thomas Hamm was in there riding really good. So, you know, Kelly Smith up there in sixth, Josh Summery.
Yeah, the funny thing is Kelly Smith used to be on the Yamaha Troy bike, and Brandon Jessamine's on it now. So, it's, you know, those guys, I wouldn't call that rivalry, but there's some deja vu going on when they're racing each other, you know?
It is. It's kind of hard to picture them, you know, opposite of what they were. That kid Zach Osborne, he was out there too.
Got to give him props. They talked him up good. You know, that was the first professional race, and he was one of the amateur guys. And a little known fact about him is his dad, and I can't remember his first name, I think it's Greg Osborne, was one of the top-ranked NHRA Pro Stock car drivers for quite a few years and decided to retire from car racing to focus his attention on his kids' motocross. And, you know, he's there. He's knocking on the door. So, and the funny thing is, all week long on the internet, of course, on Moto News, which is TFS's gig, Steve Brune, the factory spectator that does all the photo stuff and the interviews for the Racer X Monday thing, he did the first turn fly off the berm and almost clean out Stevie Baby, so they had to put that on their site this week. So that was the big deal, you know. Both feet off the pegs, looked kind of Hannah-like to me.
Oh, yeah.
Saved it and just collected himself and got up and crawled back up and made some position. So went from dead last to that. It was pretty good.
Hey, you know, I'm Jerry Brown, and this is my co-host, Rich Carruthers, and we hope you liking the way we do our old school show. We like the way we do review the show, and this is, you know, this is kind of format we're going to go with. Hey, it's a moto. Whatever we throw down is what you get. What about TV Boy?
DV on TV, I think you're calling
DV
that.
DV on TV.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they got an awful lot of adjusting to do over there, and they're trying to learn how to run a team with no prior motocross/supercross experience other than Mike Holligan's experience when he was with the Busch and the NASCAR teams. But it's a whole different world, and you're dealing with people's egos on a big level. You know, you're talking top five supercross people with egos not knowing how to communicate and get along and look for the common goal. I know I ran out of air saying that, and I don't really say what I said, but I didn't throw anybody under the bus on that one, but come on, guys. Just do what you got to do. Stop crying on each other, blaming everybody. Get out there and lay it down.
I mean, I watch the show every week, and you know what? If they want an entertainment, I think that's what DV is giving them, because I tell you what, he's entertaining me. I'm just like, man, can I come over and slap DV once too, please? Nice mustache.
I don't know if I call it entertainment, because to me it starts to get annoying to me, because it's like, you know, okay, your team's not that good. You don't think your bike's that good. Well, maybe you need to steal the parts off Nick Way's bike, because it's a Honda too.
Well,
all right.
Show some leadership, DV. Come on, man. You know, I know a couple people out here who like you and who know you personally, but man, you know, you're not a factory guy anymore. Don't forget where you came from, France.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to be a factory guy to be competitive, because you can get good motors. You can get the A-Kit suspension. You can test. You can train. It's all out there. I mean, look what Carmichael did when he went off the Honda into the Suzuki. He, in his contract, pretty much wrote that he's going to run his own program. He's not going to have anybody telling him what to do, how to do it, or where and why. He brought his mechanic over, and they set their bike up the way they wanted. And you know what? But he's an adult. It's like, lay it down. I'm responsible for my own actions. I'm going to train and be in shape. I'm going to practice, and I'm going to do the best I can at getting results, because I'm afraid to lose.
DV, I'm going to say two words. Nicholas Way. That's all I'm going to say. Nicholas Way.
Maybe Nick Way should get some TV time, huh?
Yeah, man, he's getting more than DV,
But you know, I got to give props to DV, because that's a big chance he took, you know, and who knows what team he could have ended up on without this. And they're getting TV, so you know what? He's going to get a lot more attention. He's going to get a lot more mainstream media coverage because of it.
What would the team be if he was back in France he would be on?
It's two seasons with this deal, and the first season's kind of the breakout season where you get the TV coverage and you get established, and hopefully then you can turn it around.
He's just disrespected all the old school guys from back in the day that, you know, with that attitude. Hey, you know, what can I say? I'm a DV fan, but, you know,
all right,
let's
go back
fan.
Old school. Do you think Hannah respected anybody? He hated them guys, and he told them that.
But I think he hated them with respect. I think he hated him with respect.
I think he felt to be competitive, he had to hate them, because that was the edge.
Exactly,
for him to
exactly.
Beat
them. Hey, every athlete needs something to get him going, to give him an edge.
Well,
get
back
in there.
In that day, you didn't get paid very well. Remember what he said his first Yamaha contract was?
$1,000
a month.
And
$1,000
a month. Back in 74, that's good money, though.
If you had nothing.
To ride a motorcycle?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You take it today.
I take it now.
We all suck compared to them. So.
I'd almost pay $1,000. No, I wouldn't pay $1,000.
Pay $1,000 to be a factory rider? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that wouldn't
I'd
be
have
bad.
To win the lottery to do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got to make a living, so.
Well, you know what?
Well, let me back up for a second. Yeah, a little known fact this week that came out about Dave Villeman. He's putting together a charity auction to benefit James Marshall.
That's right.
So give him some props.
My hat's off to you,
you know,
DB.
It might just be for positive exposure, but okay, whether it is or not, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
We're just putting it out there for him. We're just giving, you know, motocross love out there to every part of the sport. Did we have TV shows back then?
Yeah, the ABC Wide World of Sports. Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon.
You had the United States Grand Prix from Carlsbad.
You know, we marked the calendar when it was going to be on TV. Like, okay, it's going to be a TV. So, you know, hey, this is great for the sport, and it's great for us, too. So, hey.
Yeah, it's too bad they can't get this on just free TV instead of cable pay-for shows. But, hey,
you know,
they're all on.
You know, I'm transferring over now to looking at next year. Next race. What do you think about Orlando?
Orlando, what the memories I've got of that are what people tell me about last year, that the stadium is in such a crappy neighborhood, they're afraid of everything. But then I think back of a couple races ago at Indianapolis when the Blackfoot Honda Canadian Supercross team had their transporter in front of the Motel 6 in a crappy part of Indianapolis, got broke into, and both their bikes got stolen. So I'm afraid these guys are going to have to take a bunch of extra precautions in Orlando because of that.
Somebody just got their bike stolen a couple races ago. I forgot who that was. I have to look that up. Or you can email us at thirdmotorway@yahoo.com and let us know that, because I know it just came up. A privateer team got their bike stolen. They got some from the shop and were able to get to the race. You know what? I forgot to bring up, too. Ron was back. didn't do all that well, but you know, it's nice to see him back. I'm glad to have him back. You know, he gave Stewart, I remember there was a race about two years ago, and he gave Stewart fits for a lap or two.
Wasn't that the Vegas race?
No.
Yeah, it was the Vegas race.
Vegas? Yeah, yep. Yep,
I remember that because Stewart kept looking back at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I said, wow, this is going to be something watching Stewart battle with Ronma. That's going to be great. You know what? And K-Dub, he was supposed to be back, but I guess now they're saying he's going to be back for Orlando.
Back Orlando. I read the interview that he just did yesterday or today, backing up to Daytona with James Stewart. I guess he stayed in the RV overnight in Daytona so he'd be close to the Halifax Hospital in case he had some complications from doing a body slam on a tough block and ragdolling it into the green grass there. He got up and looked kind of like Travis Pastrana for a minute when he got up. You know, he walked left, walked right.
Travis, what is Travis doing? A backflip?
That is so cool.
Yeah,
it is so cool.
It is cool.
I don't care what the AMA says. That guy is bent.
And you know what? There's a good article on Speed. You have to read it. It Dave Despain just he doesn't really rip Travis, but you know he says Travis is more, I would say, more of a entertainment than anything. More entertainment, more of a racer than entertainer. So
more entertainer than racer.
More entertainer.
Yeah,
than racer.
Yeah, yeah, he is. And the people come out for him. You
he's
know,
he's not out to win.
They come out for him. You know, he's going to have a TV show. Travis Pastrana is going to have a TV show that's going to be start airing pretty soon. And I think this Friday night, which is St. Patrick's Day, on, I believe, TNT or TNN or whatever.
Something.
The country, CMT. The country music television show. But from what I hear, it's like, it'd be like the television show Jackass with engines. Because it's him and his buddies just doing the stupidest clown stuff, jumping cars and buses and jeeps and bikes and sliding down that slide he's got with the big jump at his house and foam pitting it and all that. So it ought to be pretty painful, but it's always fun to watch other people get hurt.
I think Travis auditioned for that show when he was on Cribs. If you saw that show, one guy almost hit his head on the bull. The other guy went over the side of the foam pit, and the other guy almost went over the side of the foam pit. Travis brings it back, looks at him, says, "Hey man, what can I do? Can I help you?"
Yeah. That was can I call an ambulance?
Oh man,
Travis. I have a friend I work with that used to motocross. Then he started doing freestyle, and they made their own freestyle ramps and landing ramps that were that would break down and hook up to a trailer so they could do sight freestyle. And in his yard, he had a motocross track and freestyle ramps, and it had closed it down because him and his friends got hold of the hospital too many times. So.
Hey, if you like what we're doing, you know, hey, let us know. If you don't like what we're doing, you can let us know too, because then I know you're listening to what you like, what you'd say you don't like what we're doing. This is Third Moto. Again, I'm Jerry, and this is my pal RC over here. And you know what? We're just two old guys that love to talk about motocross. And, you know, we hope you like the format. We're going to be bringing you some other little things here and there. We got some interesting things going on. We're not sponsored. Like I said again in the first few shows, we are privateers, aren't we?
Privateers doing it for the love of the sport.
Just privateers. But if you want to sponsor us, you're welcome to send cash or checks to either 614 North Avenue or 20...
I'm not giving you my address. Oh, no.
Okay. Just send the money to that address if you want to help sponsors, man. Because you remember those days when there was times when I was in the back of the trailer, so I didn't have to pay the entry fee.
Oh, right. Get in the gate, and you had enough money to race.
Right. Then I borrowed money from somebody.
Sure. Well, I got a couple stories just from last year in 2005. Here I am racing for the fun of it in the vet classes in the local District 16, 17 stuff here in Illinois, Wisconsin. I go to this race almost all the way out by the Mississippi River by myself and took the tollway out there. And when I get there, I didn't realize how much the gate and entry fees were for the two classes I wanted to go for. So when I go to sign up, I sweet talk the girl into giving me a loan so I could race both classes, and they were money classes. And when I go back to my truck, I'm getting kind of bummed out. I'm like, man, I don't have enough money. I have no money now. I don't have enough money to take the tollway home, so I'm going to have to look at a map to see a different way home. And I'm thinking to myself, use a positive mental attitude, Rich. You're getting a money class. do good. You got a map with you. There is a way home. So I went out and I did good and I made money and I paid the girl my entry fee back and took the tow way home.
Yeah, you had a lot of pressure on you that day. Now you know what a factory rider's like.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't. Well, yeah. I had to find a different way home. I don't think the factory rider had to find a different way home.
Well, you know, hey, this is motocross and this is third modal. You know what? We got some help too tonight from our new board guy.
Mini Moto Kid is holding the board up for us for the times, just like we're doing a starting line thing, so that's working pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing a good job over there. And, we got Cornell doing the board for us over there. Cornell, how you doing, man?
Thank you very much.
Hey, have you learned anything from him, C? Because, you know what, when we talk about motocross, it's kind of like, you know, we just kind of get lost in it, so.
It's infectious.
Yeah, but you know what, last year, the lights, Davey Millsap, Grant, I miss Grant Langston. That's a tough guy. I kind of miss Grant Langston, so. And Josh Hansen finished third last year, so, you know, lights is going to be good next year.
And outdoor, like you said, in the lights class is going to be really exciting, too, because you're going to have everybody there wanting to win it, and they all think they can because they've all won motos or overalls. There's a good half dozen people in there.
We're going to be anxious to see that. You know what, in Detroit, do you want to go to Detroit? You want to see if somebody can send us to Detroit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, if anybody wants to send us to Detroit, please send us to Detroit.
Yeah, not in the back of a cop car.
No, not that way. And you know what, when you email us, tell us what district you're in and let us know what track you race at. Maybe, you know, we can bum a ride out there somehow, or maybe along the road we can break down and race at that track.
Get you on the show or do some pictures. ThirdMoto.com, we posted a whole bunch of old school pictures, and there's some stuff out of the old crusty dirt bike and motocross action magazines. And we did find a third moto, and it was 1973.
Yes,
in the United States, they ran three motos.
If anybody can tell us more, please tell us more. But I think we're getting close with this three motos thing. It just started out as a name. Now it's... We're seeking it. We're seeking it. We know it's there. We're going to seek it. Hey, let's do our email session real quick.
Hit it. That's good.
All
okay.
Right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hey.
We don't want to get bogged down too much with that. Let's see here. We're between Daytona Orlando Supercross and the 2006 AMA Supercross season. K-Dub's coming back. Kevin Windham this weekend for Orlando, which will be back to a Saturday night race. I don't know if Mike Larocco is going to be back in the fold or not because he broke his arm at Indy, which was bad karma because he introduced his retirement and goes out for practice, breaks his arm. So that's kind of a bummer. Now, what is this? Did Chad Reed win last year's race?
Chad Reed won last year's race.
And he won Daytona also last year.
Yes, he did.
Because that's when Carmichael was chasing him and wiped out and almost hit the spectators and got all the banners in his back wheel.
Yes, he did.
So that should be interesting. But Stewart, they say, aren't going to get much practice this week because they're going to be nursing their injuries.
I don't think. Okay, is that a pre-excuse for them finishing second and third?
No.
Because
it's just
you know
reality.
What? Ricky doesn't, you know, if Ricky was hurt, I'd be more scared of him.
Yeah, he could probably ride one-handed.
Remember when Jordan was sick? He scored 55 on you. And that's how Ricky is. If Ricky gets hurt, if he gets sick, if he gets injured, watch out. That's what those guys ought to take. They ought to look at that and say.
Well, this is six races left. We've been 10 races into a 16-race series here between Daytona and Orlando. Six races left. If we look at the point spread, Ricky Carmichael and Chad Reed are within a point or two of each other. James Stewart's a little bit farther back because of some of his mishaps. And like you said earlier before the show, proven fact in the 2006 Supercross season, every time he doesn't fall, he wins. But, you know, they all know, and he knew going into the season, that you had to podium every race to have a shot at the title.
You have to. If you don't, you know,
and
why
Carmichael's
show up?
Lucky because he had a DNF at one race.
I don't know. Carmichael, you know what? You earn your own luck. You make your own luck.
Yeah,
that's what he does. He's earned it. You know, he's a true champion.
Just think
he's
how farther
goat.
Ahead he'd be in points right now if he'd had top five that race that his bike broke.
I'm glad he's not.
Yeah, you know? Well, for the sake of the fans, we don't want the fans clearing out. We want everybody on there checking it out.
And this has been a great season. I mean, I can't think of a more memorable season back in the 80s when Bailey and those guys were dicing out back and forth. I mean, you know, we couldn't ask for a better season. And I think these guys are probably the fastest riders on the planet. I mean, these guys are faster than we ever thought we'd see, you know, speeds
at. Oh, no doubt. Now anybody with a computer has the luxury of getting on live wire on the internet on Saturday night, listen to the race, and at the same time get on the AMA site live scoring.
Listen to us too while you do that.
Yeah, thirdmoto.com. Yeah, and what is it? thirdmoto@yahoo.com
right,
for the email. So
the word thirdmoto.
Send us the updates and we'll do the same. Speaking of updates, I haven't heard all week long about how Ernesto Fonseca is, so our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
Yeah,
too.
Ernie, get better, man. Send up some words to him. And you know what? Check that article out on Speed TV. It's pretty good, you know, about Bubba and Travis and Racer and not Racer. And, you know, if you want to send us Detroit Mount, let us know. You know, we could use some sponsors.
Moment's notice. Saturday nights are good for me.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I got to thank a few people. Mom, thanks for the emails.
I don't tell my folks how to find this.
Well, my mom's on the computer, so I kind of told her. But yeah, thanks, Mom. So and thanks to those people who will send them to us. But you know, again, a great show. I think we're getting better. We got to three. So three was the magic number.
Three is the lucky charm. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Three. Whose number is that?
Michael Brown. But you know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
They said
but I'm
Mike
old,
Brown.
So I'm thinking Jeff
Mike
Ward.
Brown. Oh, Jeff Ward. They said Mike Brown, though, last time I heard him say
Mike
Brown.
Did they?
Yes, they
I'll
did.
Be darned.
Yes, they did. We've enjoyed doing this. And, you know, like we were saying, check out the blog. And, you know, you can tell this is one of those moto shows. It's like when you're in the race, you kind of run out. You're looking for that white flag.
That's only if you haven't been training.
Yeah, if you haven't been training or you haven't been properly, you know, just getting your information. But yeah, I'm looking for the white flag. I've been there before. And
well, that's if you're in the lead because you want it to get over with. But if you're in the back, you want to make up time, you know.
I'm fine. I'm just feeling, you know, like, hey, you know, I want to go get into next week and see what happens next week. Because you know what? If Bubba can stay up on two wheels, if Ricky can, you know, do his thing, you know, we can get it together and we can have a good race. And you know what? We hope we can come out to some of the tracks and say, hey, you know, let us do a third moto out. Let us do a moto show out there, an extra moto for you. And like I said, we'll have RC Race out there. So he'll be the guinea pig.
You guys will use me for all the burning your old jokes. But we're going to go thirdmoto.com is going to be live some this summer at some of the races.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And keep checking thirdmoto.com because we're posting a lot of new and a lot of old school pictures on them. And we're digging some archives out. And should be a lot of fun. And anybody that wants to contribute.
We're not technically
savvy. thirdmoto@yahoo.com. Yamahoo, right? Because I used to ride them things. Yeah.
We're not technically savvy. If you see our site, it's kind of like the inside of the back of your trailer when you're getting all your bikes together, you're just throwing everything
at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's kind of what our site is like right now, but we're working on it. We don't know if it'll ever be that neat as some people's site, but you know,
but who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It's
got moto on it, so if you dig moto, go to thirdmoto.com because that's what we're all about.
And you know what? Tell us what you think, no matter if you like us or not. And you know, I hope he's. Are you gonna let us hear that sound in the beginning again? But I love that sound. I love that sound.
Oh, yeah. Wide open.
Wide.
Some two strokes, some four strokes.
That was actually
I found a video on the internet today in the 60s of a Grand Prix that was in Great Britain. And this was the downfall of the four strokes. Jeff Smith was there racing on a BSA, won the race. But the guy that was leading the whole time was on a 380 two-stroke Greaves with a leading link front fork on a natural terrain track.
Nice.
But Jeff Smith stalked him the whole moto, took him down, won the moto. But see, that was the downfall of four strokes. And now we get into now. Two strokes, four strokes.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy thing.
Thanks to everybody listening out there. And don't forget to watch Orlando. And see what DB on TV does for us this week.
Right on, we're thirdmoto.com, thirdmoto@yahoo.com for the email. Send us your information and pictures.
And
check out the website.
This moto is over.
Right on, thanks, Jared.
Later. Thanks, Rich. Talk to you.
Third Moto Production in association with $1 Million Music and Dark Urban Symphony Entertainment.